Welcome to City Talk with Sabrina Bangle and Lee Bettis.
Hello, hello, New Bern, and happy, happy Friday. Once again, here we are. Another week has gone by. It's Friday morning again, and it's time for City Talk with Lee and Sabrina. I'm excited. The weather's been a little cool, kind of, you know, I think this is our last hurrah. We know what is coming, so brace yourselves. We know what is coming.
Summer.
So, yes, it's been beautiful out, and the sun has been shining, and it's been so pleasant. And as we start another show today, we've got a great, great show for you today. We're going to be, the sheriff's in the house. We've got the executive director of the Craven County Tourism Development Authority in the house. And I want you to know that the tourist season is in full swing and conventions are back. And we're going to be talking about the Sheriff's Association coming right now. I guess they're starting to come in. But Lee, if you're out there somewhere, I think you took a little vacay. So if you're out there somewhere, and he's, I know missing. You're listening this morning, I hope you're enjoying yourself. I can hold the fort down. So it's
don't worry, I will inject some random nonsense in there every once in a while just to make you feel like,
okay, good. Make me feel at home, and we haven't done anything. Before we get started, I want to do a really huge shout out and just take a couple of minutes to acknowledge somebody who's, I think, very special to the New Bern community. I know he's very special to the New Bern community, and I'll tell you, my world couldn't exist without him, because he makes my life as an alderman really, really easy. So a huge shout out to Public Works Director Matt Montaigne. And today is his last working day for the city of New Bern. And he is moving on to a county. He's going to be the head of public works for a county outside of Savannah, Georgia. And I don't even know what to say. When he first told me, I cried for about 20 minutes because, you know, I mean, this is a small town. We all have relationships. You know, you work with people, you develop those relationships, and it really is a special thing for all of us. And, you know, through two terms of being on the board of aldermen, I've worked with Matt. You know, he's got a great personality. He's a true professional. And what I love about him is he is a can-do kind of guy. He never tries to say no. And if he says no, he says, wait a minute, let me think about it and see if I can make it work. So he really always does try to, you know, make things work and make things happen. And this will be a huge void in our city. But he has got an extremely trained professional staff right behind him. And I look forward to working with each and every one of them. Not sure, we haven't gotten the word yet of who will be the interim director as we go forward. We have lots of good choices. Of course, we have Jordan Hughes at the top there with Water Resources, city engineer, doing the things. I'm sure he can step in any way, shape, or form, plus the wonderful staff that Matt has. But, you know, Matt, Godspeed. Thank you for your service to our city. And more importantly, thank you for your friendship. He's just been really great. I know that the downtown people will really miss him, as far as Mumfest and Berry Mary and all those other good events we have, and how good he works with everybody. But everywhere in town, I mean, anybody in our town, across our city, in any neighborhood, Matt was always willing to come out and talk with the people and get it done. So shout out to my good friend, Matt. Okay, let's have this conversation this morning. I'm so excited to have you here. So welcome to Sheriff Chip Hughes. Glad to have you here this morning. And to Melissa Riggle, who is, again, the executive director of the Craven County Tourism Development Authority. You know, it's so confusing. TDA, we hear that, and that's what it stands for, Tourism Development Authority. Also, we hear that term CVB or CVC, which is a Convention and Visitor Center, which is confusing because we have a convention center, but in terms of tourism, a little bit different, you know? Yeah. So, I have been associated with TDA now for 25 years, and is probably my biggest joy and passion of all the boards I've served on. I love it because I love to see what the impact of tourism does. So welcome to City Talk.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So We've got a big event this weekend.
We did.
Coming in. It's the first one since our shutdown, and I think it needs to be highlighted. So who's coming to town, Sheriff?
There's a bunch of lawmen that are rolling in.
So everybody should not be worried. There's not any major event going on as far as criminals or anything like that. We're just going to see sheriffs and sheriff's cars everywhere.
I mean, you're going to see in talking with our association, the numbers that are registered to attend this conference are high, which is very good. I think it's a number of reasons. First and foremost, I think people love Newburgh.
I think you're right on.
You know, truly. We've got a beautiful setting. We've got literally a brand new convention center, upgraded hotels, the downtown area, which is what draws our people here, our sheriffs. And, you know, it's just, it's a huge undertaking to get this here, you know, because I'm competing against New Hanover, Asheville in the western part of the state, Cherokee, because that is a popular destination as well, Atlantic Beach. So, you know, I'm competing against a number of other places that do these things on a regular basis.
So this is the statewide sheriff's convention.
Is.
So is it an annual event pretty much?
We have three of them.
A year?
Spring, okay. A summer, and then a fall conference. And this year it's obviously we're doing the spring one here, Atlantic Beach in July, and then Cherokee in November. But, you know, the flood, as you well know, just threw us all out of whack. I mean, it took Newburgh out of the rotation for the Sheriff's Conference coming back here because we couldn't provide the lodging. We don't like to be spread out all over the town. We like to be right there by the venue. And of course, you know, the convention center was a wreck. So now, I mean, it's almost a blessing because if you go in there and look at it now, man, that thing's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
They've done a great job. So, yeah, everybody's really excited about coming back to Newburgh. And once again, they like the fact that they can, you know, they can leave, our sheriffs can leave our hotel room or the family members can, and they can walk one block and they're in downtown Newburgh and just about everything you can think of you would want to see is right here.
Right. And, you know, and I think that has been the beauty over the years of attracting conventions. And that's why we tend to attract what we do is because the beauty of being able to park your car and walk. Yeah. And, you know, friendly merchants, you know, we got plenty of restaurants, shopping, all of the above. Still, we're very short distance from, you know, any kind of activities, golf, water, all of that. So I think it makes for a really good place for people to hold their meetings. With that being said, tell us a little bit about, you know, when they come in, what the agenda is, what we're going to be seeing. Are they here for 5 days, 2 days, a week? What's the schedule?
So most of our Western sheriffs started coming in last night, and I was here to greet many of them. And like I said, we'll start our they're continuing to roll in now. Noon, we'll start our executive committee meetings, and that'll run till about 5 or 6 this afternoon. And we'll break. Then we'll go out into the town and have dinner and enjoy some of the sights. Then tomorrow we go into an open session and kick off our training and meetings where we talk about pending legislation. We talk about crime trends. And it's great for me as a new sheriff, and I still consider myself new, to be able to get around Sheriff Asa Buck. Sheriffs that have been in the business for 2, 3, 4 terms and once again, you know, learn how they're doing things. And, you know, so I don't have to reinvent the wheel once again. I bring their ideas into our county and implement them. And they're already tried and tested and they work. So that's a huge benefit to us. But
are there 100 sheriffs? So we have 100 counties, so a sheriff from each. So we've got 100 sheriffs.
Yeah. And we're probably looking at, you know, anywhere from 65 to 75 of them being here.
Awesome.
You know, right now it's a very, it's tough for some sheriffs to leave their county right now because of what all is going on in the nation and locally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't need to be at a conference. They need to be in their county, you know, conducting the people's
taking care of business.
Taking care of business. But I'll tell you, you know, I really begged for this thing from the association to come here. And then I got it.
And then you didn't know. Right. You didn't know what to do.
And that's when I called you in just a little bit of a
panic.
Because I didn't think, I'm like, you know, I don't think they're ready to come here. You know, I haven't been a sheriff that long. You know, we're not sure when things are going to open up. And of course, that's when I reached out to you and said, yeah, hey, guess what we have now? And how are we going to make this happen? And of course, you know, Sabrina got us in touch with you.
Right.
And I called my major in. I said, okay, obviously I can't do this alone. Let's assemble the team. And I can tell you, it is, man, it has been great, you know, what y'all have done.
Well, thank you.
And Sabrina, your support. But also walking through downtown and just kind of sticking my head and talking with some of these businesses and restaurants going, hey, we're coming. I hope y'all are ready because we will be here and we'll be here in large numbers. And just, man, anything we can do to help you. I mean, Buddy's reached out to me a number of times. Anything we can do, just let us know. We're so excited that you're coming. And that has been awesome because you can't pull one of these things off if you don't have organizations support like yours.
Right.
And elected officials that support this thing.
Right.
So everybody's just bent over backwards to welcome us.
Well, because we want people to say, you know, this is pretty cool. We want to come back here. And that's where I turn to you, Melissa, because, you know, we know the importance of attracting people to our community. How the TDA makes money, it's called Heads on Beds.
Yep.
And we collect a tax, a bed tax. So it's not our local taxes that pay for all of this. It's through occupancy tax, people staying in hotels. And we have budgets to help with these kind of things because it's the experience. If the experience is good, somebody that's attending a meeting or a convention might say, hey, let's go back there and spend the weekend, or let's do something fun. Or we've had a lot of people attend conventions that say, I think I want to move there.
We do. We have people that want to relocate all the time, but the convention goers as well will bring their families. And so that's definitely representative of the sheriffs. We know that they're bringing their spouses. We've helped put together a spouse program for them and some things they can do and be out while sheriffs are in their sessions. They'll bring, you know, especially during, you know, nice weather, they look for things and opportunities to do in these towns. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, people reaching out and showing, you know, their support. We are definitely ready.
Everybody's ready to have some company.
Yeah, this is a very significant event for many reasons for us. One, we're just honored to have the opportunity to have the sheriffs and want to do a really good job for Sheriff Hughes and for Craven County and putting our best foot forward. But it's very representative, obviously, of the times and showing that we are moving forward, that this is the first initial, you know, step to recovery with our conventions and meetings that we've been so concerned with. So it's just, you know, it's all, you know, the support of the hospitality partners are there, the support of the TDA and the CVB are there. And we've got everything. All the tourism assets have come together. Like you said, we've got beautifully redone properties in the hotel. The DoubleTree has been redone since the sheriffs have been here last.
Courtyard, you know, of course, has been great. And then, you know, we have so many B&B opportunities here. So for people who don't like a hotel stay, want to stay in our really nice B&Bs on Pollock Street. And then, of course, we've got the whole gamut of Airbnb,
which
is becoming more and more a part, you know, is interesting. What was our percentage that we heard at our meeting?
It fluctuates. It's been kind of around 10%. They are also contributors of our occupancy tax. So it's hotels, bed and breakfast, and the vacation rentals on the Vrbos and the Airbnbs. Right. But last month it was up to 18%. So in the leisure and tourism world, we're predicting and anticipating that that's going to continue to rise because people feel more comfortable in their own, you know, to travel with their families in their own skin and their own little buildings. And it makes them feel better. So we have those to offer.
We have a little bit of everything.
We do. And we've repositioned our website to show that on Visit New
Bern. Campgrounds, everything.
Yeah, we do. We have made sure to show that we have those properties. We have vacation rentals. We have the hotels that are taking COVID measures. You know, we have all of those things. So you can travel safe here. And I think people are realizing that and they're making their moves and booking.
So, you know, again, Chip, it would be good to talk about your experience in working with the TDA and how, you know, you basically sat down and said, hey, I've got 300 people coming. What can they do? And how do we position this? And how do I mean, what was that like? And what did you ask for? Was there anything that they said they couldn't do?
Yeah. First of all, it was a big relief. because have never done this before. And, you know, it's so, it was so crucial that, you know, or so crucial that we pull this thing off successfully. And you talk about the spouses, Dave, make no mistake about it. The spouses have a lot of say in where we go.
Amen.
And if they don't like it, guess what? We're not going there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got, I don't know, I want to say 35 or 40 spouses signed up, which is a large number for a spouse's day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we've got Trine Palace who opened up for us.
Awesome.
You know, we've got, I think we've got a catered luncheon or a lunching at one of the
Persimmons is not usually open on Mondays and are opening the doors to the spouse program and hosting these women at the lunch there.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
It is amazing.
Great support from a restaurant.
Well, we brought in, I mean, not only are the sheriffs, the families, the sheriff's staff as well. It's like, you know, the chief deputies and usually a couple of the command staff members. But then you've got over 100 vendors that are coming in. And, you know, who have also kind of tapped into that Airbnb and some of those bread and breakfast here, because it is, you know, it's nice to go rent a small house downtown or a studio apartment or whatever and not be in that hotel. You know, over 100 vendors. Well, those vendors are, you know, typically taking sheriffs out to dinner, you know, working with them, you know, introducing their technology. So in regards to the vendor hall, you know, in the evenings, they're taking sheriffs out going, hey, here's our technology. If this is something that works for you, great. They're renting out restaurants and securing large numbers of people to eat at these places. So
thank you.
It's, you know, then, of course, you know, the shopping down here.
Yes.
Once again, you know, it's hard to walk down these streets and not find what you're looking for. You know, so.
And you know, we've worked, I know the birthplace of Pepsi has worked with Melissa because there's a little intro bag for everybody to say, welcome to New Bern, thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, birthplace of Pepsi worked with Melissa to purchase some, you know, Pepsi bottles and koozies. So, you know, we want them to know, one, they're in the birthplace of Pepsi. Right. They're really welcome. There's other good information in there, such as our maps and visitor guides. So it gives them a full gamut of what we do. And I think that little bag is as important as everything else we do.
It is.
Because people are like, wow, this is kind of cool.
And there's some nice things in that bag, too.
Yes.
You know, when you said, you know, let me talk about when I went and sat down with Melissa and I took my major with me. And I said, okay, here is what I have done. And how are we going to pull this off? And, you know, she basically looked at me and said, we got you.
Truly.
Don't worry about it. We got, you know, what are you looking to accomplish? What have you got? And, you know, we kind of laid out the agenda there. And she was like, don't worry.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that is a huge benefit we have here. That probably a lot of people don't realize we have here.
Right. And that's what I want to make sure we're getting out today is it doesn't have to be a 300-person meeting. You could have a small group you're involved in. You could, an association, you know, a group of people, a board of directors. Right. And we want to welcome them to our town. And Melissa and her staff are here to serve those needs. You just have to go in and say, this is what I'm doing. What kind of help can you provide me? And they will direct you and do what they need to make your group feel welcomed, to make sure they have the resources and the amenities that that group requires.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, okay, you're on your own now. Go ahead and enjoy our city. But that's...
Well, it's been like a seamless integration between my office, her office, the Sheriff's Association, the hotels and the convention center staff, who, by the way, they're phenomenal as well.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's just, you know, because as all this is going on, you know, I still have the heroin and opioid epidemic stuff we're dealing with. We've still got crime that we're dealing with. So the sheriff's office doesn't go, okay, for the next month, we're going to be in a limited state of work capacity while we focus on this convention. No, it's... We still have all that to deal with, you know, school resource officers and all that kind of stuff. So, having resources like this to just, and they go, keep doing what you're doing. We got this. And, you know, don't worry.
Wow. So they'll be here through Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll be here through Tuesday morning.
Yeah. And, you know, thank you for all those kind words. Mm-hmm. It was truly a privilege and an honor to work with you on it and put this together. But that is... by far, I mean, that's the level of service that all of our hospitality partners, my team included, and Tarsha's, that we will provide to all the convention groups and the planners and the meeting planners coming back. And, you know, we truly have a unique team here in the fact that we're the meeting professionalism and the hospitality that we can provide. I mean, we get it, and we work together, and we have a synergy that just will bring folks back.
Yeah.
And so our other hope, you know, is that your attendees have an amazing time, and, you know, obviously the sheriff looks great. We, you know, and us as well, we want to shine. And then hopefully, like Sabrina said, those folks will want to come back to visit, but there's a lot of those groups that plan for their own individual meetings. And so
it may be that one of the vendors who's here has a really good time and says, okay, I belong to, you know, this is Technology Group International, and we want to have our meeting here. Now, this was such a great place to be.
Yep.
And so it kind of just trickles down, and that's what we want. We have to put our best foot forward every time we open the doors to that center. And again, you know, the center is there, but we have a lot of other meeting facilities that people can use. So your group doesn't have to be 300. I want to make sure we're expressing that, because people have smaller groups, and we still want them to come to New Bern and enjoy our city.
And we've just, and, you know, I talked about, you know, changing our website around to refocus different accommodations, but we've also done that for our meeting facilities. We've made it a lot easier for meeting planners to navigate through, to determine, to find out, you know, the capacity and the sizes for each of our meeting venues. Well, we know that they're going to come back, and we're going to, you know, see live and in-person meetings, obviously, again. There's still going to be a hybrid component to those meetings. So we've made sure to put on the forefront what meeting venues in Craven County can accommodate that, who can do what AV. We also know that meeting planners are going to probably look to making a little bit smaller of meetings. You know, the traditional 500 and 600 person convention might be different.
Right.
It's going to look a little different. They may be spaced out differently, but we have all of these different venues throughout town, the History Center, the Havelock Tourist and Event Center. We have, you know, Persimmons has an event space. Most places, you know,
we were in the Stanley Hall Ballroom.
Yeah.
You know, that's a space that can be used. Yeah, you can really get creative. And, you know, it's really funny. I think back to, this was 1996, so it's a while ago. New Bern hosted the Governor's Conference here. And, you know, we were really challenged, no convention center, small spaces, whatever. And we had basically the farmer's market, and, you know, we transformed all that.
Wow.
But that's what I think is so special about New Bern. We know how to think outside the box.
Yep.
And what I think is going to be great for your sheriffs is tonight they'll be dining in the streets. And that will be really neat for them to see and just be able to walk outside and, you know, see the restaurants outside. I think it'll be great. Tomorrow night's going to be a little bit of a washout, so I'm not sure you'll see them out there. But I think it's really good that we have all this extra stuff in place that we're doing, regardless if you guys were here or not, that is going to add to the ambiance of them being in New Bern. So I'm thrilled that they're going to be here. I'm thrilled they've chosen New Bern. And I think you'll probably, they'll say to you, we want to come back
there. Oh, I'm sure.
We want to come back there.
That is our goal.
That is the goal.
Time, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about, and Nee, you might could pull this up for us. It's visitnewbern.com. That is the website for the Craven County Tourism Authority and our CVB. Again, I know it's really confusing. Don't be confused. Just a little thing. Convention Center is a convention center.
Right.
And that's what they do. They host conventions, meetings, events, period. Owned and run by the county.
Right.
The Craven County, even though it's called Craven County Tourism Development Authority, is an independent body that deals with tourism, the broad scope of tourism. And we can plan meetings, we can plan events from 1 to 1,000,
right.
You know, whatever it is. And we have the resources to send you, maybe to the convention center, maybe to the history center,
right.
Maybe out to one of our beautiful places on the river like Copper Ridge and Amelia Plantation. We have the ability to work with all of those people. So that's what the two independents,
right.
But the TDA is an independent body, even though it's Craven County, because it encompasses Havelock, New Bern, and everything in between.
We serve as the facilitator to Craven County, and kind of almost a concierge service. Because we
party planner extraordinaire.
We can help you plan and navigate your meeting or your event, your wedding, and leisure guests as well. So we want to, you know, we take them, and as long as they're here in Craven County, that is what our goal is. So, you know, that's, and thank you for mentioning the website. That is another, you know, huge tool for us. All of our marketing, all of our promotions goes back to that website. We put a lot of of time and energy into it. So that is what we broadcast throughout, you know, state levels. We put that, you know, nationally when we do any of our advertising. Hopefully everybody will go check that out. And, you know, we're talking about the CVB, our physical location, our visitor center, where if you have guests or if you have somebody that is looking to plan an event, even if you are local, come into our facility. We're inside of, we're at 316 South Front Street. So we're inside of the Chamber Building. So that is, you know, the physical location. Tourists come in every day to come in and get brochures, but that is, and that's where we will put together, you know, functions, meetings, events. As Sabrina said, the tourism arm extends pretty far here in Craven County.
Right. And then on the weekends, we provide the service at the Cub House, which is there on Pollock Street that the city owns. And so we actually have a representative in there on the weekend. So again, these are good amenities for your visitors. They're in town, need a bathroom, need information about where to go and what to do. There's somebody there to answer your questions, and someone's there on Saturdays and Sundays, I believe.
Yep, we have somebody there 10 to 4 Saturdays and Sundays. And, you know, another great representation that things are turning around is, you know, for a while, there wasn't a need for anybody there. And now it was just, you know, information. So now we have somebody there. And just, you know, last month we were looking and reporting the numbers, and she was able to welcome 200 guests into the Cub House alone, and that is just on Saturdays and Sundays. So that is definitely indicative that, you know, Craven County and
we're back. Auburn
is back. Yes, for sure.
We're back. So Chip, I'm going to take you down a different path here for a minute. One of our Claudina says, "Good morning. Thanks, Chip Hughes, for the awesome job you are doing in our town."
Mike.
And you are. And
what up, Claudina Madrid?
Okay, what up? But what I want to, you know, say is, with all this fun stuff going on, you still have a job to do, and you touched on it briefly about the drugs, and I've been seeing more and more arrests, and you guys are really working to not necessarily the users, but the dealers, and that's who you're going after and trying to get this infusion of drugs in our community.
Yeah,
out of here.
The focus is on the dealers.
Right.
You know, the end users do get caught up, you know, in these operations that we run. But our focus is on the dealers of the dangerous drugs that are killing our residents and our citizens in this county. The fentanyl, the heroin, the cocaine, the meth. We are aggressively going after those people that continue to try to bring it into our county. I think they're getting the message, and, you know, whereas I don't like moving the problem, that's kind of where we are. You know, what we're doing is we're just making it so difficult for them to operate in this area. Then, you know, unfortunately, they got to move to Lenoir County. They're not going to Carteret. They're not going to Pamlico or Jones, because those sheriffs as well have said, you know, we're not tolerating this, and we all work together very closely. We work very closely with your police department here in New Bern, as well as the rest of the municipalities. You know, we've got a great working relationship, and we can't do it alone. None of us have the resources we need, but when we all work together, we do have what we need, and we're making a huge impact, you know, when these folks that we're bringing in are, you know, some of the end users just like, yeah, you know, I've got to go to Kinston now to get, you know, what I need, and you just happen to get me on the way back or whatever. Not necessarily what I want to hear, but I want to know that they're not getting as readily available here in this area.
In this county, right. So is there any other big issue out there besides drugs that you've got a large task force or group that you're working on, things that...
I think it's
good. You guys are doing a great job.
I mean, we do our animal protective services stuff. Okay. We really focus on that. I'm glad that your new chief, that is a priority of his office as well. That's very encouraging. Mm-hmm. But we are continuing to grow our reentry program in the jail. It's obviously with the COVID that came in, it didn't put a stop to it, but it made it more difficult. So Greg and I really had to get together.
Shout out to Greg Singleton. Yeah. He's done an amazing job with the reentry program.
So how do we do it in these challenging times where I can't necessarily bring those resources into my jail like we were and start teaching these, how do you interview? How do you dress? How do you put together a resume? Those type of things where we were doing face-to-face, hand-to-hand type situations. So it has made things more difficult, but... we've still made great strides. We continue to have success stories. We continue to work on the recidivism rate. That is continuously going down. I'm not seeing as many repeat offenders. You know, it's when I've got a success story like a single mom with three children that was incarcerated because of a drug addiction. We've got her well. We now have her gainfully employed. She's a taxpaying citizen. She's paying for her children. Children are now, you know, have a mother there in the evenings. And she's a productive member of society and part of the solution as part of the problem. And now she's in a peer support group where she's telling other folks, you know, you can succeed. That's what this program's about. Right. So that is another big push right now that we will continue to make because it's working. Right. And look, at the end of the day, it saves all of us as taxpayers money as well because they're not in my jail, you know, just drawing resources and
yeah. Absolutely. And I know another job you're going to be having here soon as July 1 comes around is the resource officers. I know
yes, ma'am.
That now all resource officers, we used to have some under the city, some mm-hmm. under the county. Now it will all come under you,
right.
Which, you know, my elected official hat's going to come on. I really think is better. There was a lot of back and forth about it, and mm-hmm. I understand that. But I think one person, you know, looking at it, the county schools, you know, you've got your resources in there. I think that's a good thing. And, you know, again, with school being up in the air, it's kind
of
great.
At the end of the day, you know, we all want the same thing.
Yes.
We all want
our children to be safe.
Yeah, protect
Absolutely.
Our educators and our children.
Absolutely.
So, you know, whether it's New Bern SROs or my SROs, we still are going to be working closely with New Bern Police Department on the safety and security of these schools because they are in the city limits. And because these officers that were SROs in the school or work that area around that school, they know the people.
Right.
You know, so it's that's a resource we're going to draw on. So we're just going to continue to share intel and all that, already having conversations. We're still going to see New Bern officers walking through the schools.
As we just should,
Just like they have been. So
cooperative programs, I think, you know, especially in the summertime when – you know, the kids are out of school. I see lots of opportunity to do that. So shout out to my colleague, Alderman Bobby Astor. He says, good morning, Sherry.
Yes. I'll tell you what.
Right, Sabrina.
Love me some Bobby Astor.
Charles, yes. Charles asked me to ask you whether today is Hug Bobby Astor Day.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So yes, you know, Lee's not here. So if Lee was here, he'd say, everybody, it's Hug Bobby Astor Day. Because everybody loves Bobby Astor.
He gets a lot of hugs, huh?
Yeah. Everybody loves
Well, you know, he's another alderman. Just, I mean, I don't even look at him as a politician at all. I mean, he's a get-it-done type. You know, I called you and I called Alderman Odom and some others, you know, when we were doing some search and rescue here in our waters for a gentleman. And, you know, I called up your fire chief, and immediately he was like, what do you need, Sheriff?
Right.
And, you know, within 30 minutes, I had a member of his command staff on scene. He had two boats in the water assisting us. So, you know, and I called up you and Bobby and some others, and I just said, you know, I just want to take this time to thank you all for supporting your fire department, your police department, because they came to me immediately with all the resources they had. And, you know, once again, I'm still in the catch-up mode of trying to get resources I need to be able to run our operation like it should be. But once again, when we all come together and, you know, even though our search and rescue efforts out there did not get the results that I would have liked to have had for this family, we were able to bring closure. But we would not have been able to be successful in that search effort had it not been for your fire department and the many others that volunteered, but they showed up with their equipment and said, anything we have is yours.
So the key to what we're saying here now is partnerships and cooperation. We have to stop the ivory tower deal, and you know, this is my territory. It's the same in tourism. It's not the convention center against TDA.
Yeah.
It's not the sheriff's department against the city police department. We've all got to be a team and unit, because at the end of the day, nobody on the outside knows any of that. They just know either they need assistance, they need help, or they want a great experience.
Right.
And we have to provide that, and we have to step aside and stop drawing these little circles and realize that when we work together, great things happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's so evidenced by you know, when we see these outcomes, great outcomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's evidenced by the fact that there was a partnership involved. And while the outcome for the situation was not great for the family,
right,
it was great as far as trying to get that,
that's it,
that outcome. You know, whichever way it did, you had the partnership put together. And that's what's important, yeah, is that partnership.
And we've done it enough now. So, you know, when these things go down, everything just kind of clicks and falls into, right, into motion. And, right, and we just get things done, you know. And your fire department guys, I mean, God, the training that they have and the qualifications and certifications. I mean, these guys are Class A warriors that when they get there, you just step back and, right, let them do their thing.
That's so true. So just, you know, Phyllis, thank you for posting, but she says you guys are doing a great job. If only the rest of the country could mirror what we are doing for our citizens and children. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
But, you know, and I say this many times on the air, it starts here.
Yeah.
We can't change what happens in D.C. and in Raleigh,
right,
if we can't change it here. So it starts in our own backyard, and the way we treat each other here and work with each other here hopefully will trickle down. And we've got to realize that, you know, that we can control here.
Yeah.
And we do. And, you know, there's so many wonderful people in this community on both sides of the aisle. I'm sure you're going to have sheriffs here that are Democrats, some sheriffs that are Republicans.
Yes, ma'am.
But the end result is that they want to protect their citizens of
but
that,
you know,
county. And
we,
it doesn't matter.
We, you know, we as sheriffs, and we don't look at each other as Democrat, Republicans, unaffiliated. We look at each other as sheriffs.
Exactly.
And we're sheriffs of the people, and that means everybody.
Right.
There is no, you know.
Absolutely. I don't know why people don't understand that. There's, you know, well, because I'm a Republican, I probably can't talk to you because I'm a Democrat, and I, you know, you're not going to help me. Untrue. Same thing with, you know, vice versa. Mm-hmm. If you're Republican, we should be talking to Democrats. It's good to have people questioning and trying to understand, right, where you're coming from. I, you know, I always welcome that because I want to be better and do better. And that's when people are asking questions and trying to understand.
I think they should talk more.
Yeah,
truly.
Well, you know, working closely with our county commissioners, which, you know, they approve my budget. But, you know, there's never a when it comes to my stuff, it's not a party line vote or anything. If it's about public safety, I mean, I get support from the Republicans and Democrats on,
right,
that board. I've got,
right,
a personal relationship with all of them. I'm very thankful for their support. I could not be as successful at most of the things we do if it wasn't for the funding that they help us with. But it's at the end of the day, you know, we all put aside the political aspect of it and go, you know, what's in the best interest of our county? You know, the SROs, that was unanimous. We all agreed that, you know, we have to make sure that our children and our educators are protected and do whatever we have to. And I'm glad that's a priority, you know, because when it came to that, you know, our commissioners weren't like, oh my gosh, this could result in a tax increase.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if it does, put it on me. I mean, I'm perfectly fine with accepting the fact that, yes, we do have to protect our children and educators.
Right.
And there is a cost associated with it. So
there is, you know, we're getting ready to have our budget presented to,
yeah,
us Tuesday night. And, you know, I'm sure there's things that each of the departments wanted that the city manager felt he had to cut because we got to balance the budget, you know, and then we'll debate those things and say, put this here. But, you know, everybody has needs. Resources are always necessary, and we get it. But at the end of the day, regardless of what your resources are, you and your staff will serve to the best of your ability. So will you and your staff, because we all depend on those resources.
Our county manager and commissioners have been great to work with. They support me, and I appreciate that. And in return, I support them. They certainly understand my goals and objectives, and, you know, I'm one that wants to get it done right now.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, Jack is a phenomenal county manager, and, you know, as a new sheriff, I do lean on him a lot for guidance because he's been doing this a long time to help navigate,
right,
the you know, the county way of doing things,
right,
and what's the best way to get this done.
Right.
So very fortunate to have him. Not, right, all sheriffs have a great county manager, but,
yeah,
I do.
Well, and that makes it good. We're going to wind down. I'm going to invite Ashley Puckett. I'm always going to call her Ashley Puckett. Ashley, forgive me. It's Ashley Howell. She'll always be. I've known her since she's been in the second grade. But she'll always be Ashley Howell Puckett to me. But she's going to be coming in shortly to talk to us about another great organization in our community, and that's the Junior League and their event that's going to be coming up. But in finishing out with you guys, we got about five more minutes here. Again, the importance of bringing a group like this to New Bern is incredible, and we want more groups. This is the start of the season. I couldn't think of a better person to kick it off than you, Chip, and your association. I think we're going to see a lot of happy people this weekend walking our streets, talking to people. So don't be afraid if you see somebody in a sheriff's badge, whatever. You can talk to them.
We're in the safest city in the whole state, for sure.
Right now, and it'll be really good.
If you do see one of our sheriffs, and I'm very thankful to have him here. I just, if you see him, please go up to him and thank him for what they do. Right. And just make this a very welcoming place, because I can tell you there are cities in this state that are not welcoming of law enforcement.
So we do have a comment here, and I'm going to ask this person to reach out to you. Sweet says, yes, some are doing a great job, but some of the deputies just don't care. They only care for themselves. So, I would urge you, if you feel that way, to reach out to the sheriff.
Absolutely.
And talk to him. He is approachable, he's available, and he's willing to listen, bad, good and bad. If there's an issue that needs to be fixed, I'm sure he's going to be ever.
If you want, but a pro tip though, if you want to keep his undying attention, hold a puppy.
Okay.
Got a puppy.
You're going to move. You'll move to the front of the line. But in regards to that concerned citizen, I do ask that, if someone sees something,
say something,
please,
right?
Let me know, because obviously I'm one person, and yes, I do have a command staff, but there's 175 team members out there at the sheriff's office. So if there's something that is concerning, if you have not been treated as you feel like you should be, if you see something that's unprofessional, if you see something that is very professional as well, I want to know about that.
Absolutely.
But please let me know. I am very accessible. I don't spend a lot of time in the office, but if you will send me an email or a phone call, it will get to me, and I can promise you it will be returned and it will be addressed.
Right. And so that's why I want to reach out to that. So Lee is on the line. He said, morning, it's Lee, and he is in Disney. What a great place.
He could have made up something so much better.
So does this guy,
he said, morning, it's Lee from Disney. Okay. And he said, deputies do care. So, morning, Lee, we miss you, but we have carried on, my friend. We have carried on.
WNOS. No, wait.
Last comments from both of you about what's going on this weekend, or tourism.
We're open, we're ready, we're excited to host the sheriffs back here this weekend, and excited to keep that momentum going.
Yep.
We've got a really busy tourist season coming. We've got a really robust meeting and convention and group season coming back. It's all starting to kind of click and come back together.
What's going to come after this? Do we have what's down the pike for us?
So in terms of just the convention center side, we've got them. They're going to finish out the vaccine clinic, that'll end in June, I think, and they're still plugging in events and meet and weddings throughout that time. But we're already looking at in the fall having larger groups and conventions come back and bring them these planners back to the convention center. I talked with Tarsha yesterday, and she's got a really busy October and some sellout weekends or weeks coming up. So, we were wondering what things were going to do with the planning in that industry, but they are just as anxious to get out and travel as we have been, waiting for them to come back.
Right. And one thing I want to mention, we do have a robust wedding season. It's been amazing, the weddings that are coming to New Bern because of all the different wedding venues that we have. So,
and that's part of our tourism arm.
It is.
We market Craven County as a wedding destination. We are a premier destination. Where else can you have a palace in your wedding?
Yeah.
We have waterfront views and restaurants, and then again, guests that come for weddings want the same thing convention goers want. They want the walkability, they want the amenities, the downtown, the attraction. So we have all of those things. So we are just really, really excited to welcome this group back this weekend, putting our best foot forward for Craven County and for Sheriff Hughes, and just thank you for the opportunity.
Yep.
Sweet, all I could tell you is please continue to reach out to the sheriff if you have any concerns or complaints. He wants to be helpful to you, not unhelpful, so please feel free to reach out to him. I think that's important. So I'm going to get Ashley in here to talk a little bit about the Junior League, and I want to thank the both of you so much for being here this morning. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the sidewalks this weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
Your team, hopefully they'll come and have a Pepsi with me.
They will. I've already heard. They've asked about the Pepsi store.
So wait a second. The last thing is, Max, I love you. I love you, Max. And so...
Can always count on Max.
I know. He said, know what would really help fund these things like the SRO program. Know what the city's budget could receive influx flux from. Of course, his favorite topic in the world, and that is legalizing cannabis, taxed cannabis sales. And it really starts here, like Sabrina said, when they haven't, we progress support for it in the local area when plenty show up to support it and still do. Veterans, cancer patients, reform addicts that Chip mentioned earlier all could receive relief from this. Victimless crime, but what do I know? I just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express once. I love you, Max. And you know, you keep on keeping on. I love your passion. I still keep saying, go to Raleigh. Go to Raleigh. Get it taken care of in Raleigh, and that will help. If there is a bill, then the bill can come, and our local legislators can then get support from the different areas. And that's kind of how it works. And but I love your passion, and I always enjoy hearing from you. So sounds good. Have we got Ashley out there hiding? Tell her to get in here.
Yeah, she's out here. Oh, transit. Come on, Ashley.
Come on, Ashley. Take a chair.
Here, she want this one.
Whatever one will work for you. But thanks, guys. I really, really appreciate you coming here today. And it's been great to see you both. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Ashley, how are you?
You're good. How are you?
Okay, we're transitioning out here. Take a minute. We're going to... Keys?
Hey, I might need them.
Might need them.
Boy, here we got my dear friend Ashley Howard. Sorry, I called you Ashley Puckett because you'll always be Ashley Puckett to me. And she's got the best cup in the world. Go Pirates, ECU. Woo! Love me some Pirates. But welcome to City Talk. We're so glad to have you this morning.
Thank you.
I know your mom's listening, so she's our number one fan.
Yes, she is.
So it's good to have us. So you're here today to talk about a great organization that you helped revive, and I want to thank you, and that's the New Bern Junior League. So they're going to have an event coming up. But first, tell us a little bit about the Junior League, what they do, you know, information so people can understand what the organization is.
Okay, so the real purpose of the Junior League is for women to volunteer in the community. And what we do is we partner with other nonprofits like RCS, Promise Place, True Justice, and really to just have volunteers ready available to give back to the New Bern community.
Okay. And so is it all ages of women? Is it, you know, certain ages or?
It's over 21 and we don't have an age limit. So there's just a minimum age.
So anybody over 21 can join your group and be active in your group. And do you have regular meetings? How do you talk to one another? What you have programs? Talk to me more about that.
So we've been limited with meeting in person over the last year.
It's almost over, honey. Almost over.
So we've been meeting virtually, and we have monthly meetings except for in June, July, and August. We take a break so people can enjoy their kids being out of school and traveling, and then we'll reconvene in the fall. So it's more of a nine-month regular meetings. And we still do things over the summer. We've got the blood drive coming up in June, and... Sometimes we can volunteer at RCS every month. So even if people are here and they still want to volunteer, we have opportunities. In the summer, we're just not meeting regularly.
So do you require your members then to do some kind of, you know, is that a requirement, so many hours of volunteerism?
We do have a minimum requirement. We've been pretty lenient just because of the
COVID
situation. We know some people aren't comfortable going out, but we've had a supply drive for True Justice, and you know, we've had different opportunities, and we try to fill what each person is comfortable with. So if you like to prepare food, then you can go to RCS. If you like to do things like supply drives, we have that. And of course, we've been helping them with Promise Place out in their warehouse organizing. So that's been, you know, we try to get a niche for everybody so there's something for everyone.
Right. And, you know, New Bern is a great place to volunteer. There's so many needs for volunteers because we have so many nonprofits and organizations that need the extra body and extra manpower to make that happen. So, I'm just going to put a little closer so everybody can hear you. So I think, you know, I know you can find a lot of places to do this. But part of what you do too is raise money for nonprofits as
right.
well. And that's another arm of you. And this has been a terrible year for nonprofits because so many of their fundraisers, which are their major source of income, mm-hmm. of revenue, has gone away because of COVID. So I know you have an event coming up, and talk a little bit about that.
So we have a virtual Kentucky Derby auction coming up.
Virtual, okay.
So the goal was last year to actually have it live in person at the convention center. Unfortunately, we had to make an executive decision to decide whether we just weren't sure what the future held. So we decided to do virtual, and we have a lot of great items up for auction. We have trips, Churchill Downs VIP experience, a trip to Asheville, a trip to Nashville, a bourbon tour in Kentucky. We have some local.
Wait, I heard bourbon tour. Now you have my attention. How is this bourbon tour going to happen? Wait a minute.
So you bid on it, and we're working through a company that you bid on it, and then it's like a trip through Kentucky to taste, like, I guess bourbon's huge in Kentucky, so you
where
get
it's
to try.
Made.
It's Kentucky bourbon, yes.
Yes,
I've got some free time coming up. I might want to go on a trip.
Definitely.
Yeah, they do have a bourbon tour. You can go online and Google it, and
yeah.
There is a bourbon tour.
I know
tour.
Maker's Mark is one of the things. So we tried to do some things that were, of course, in theme with the Kentucky Derby, but we've got some local auction items as well. So one of them being packaged to the Moorhead City Marlins. So I know that's exciting. Baseball's finally coming back in. To see live sports is going to be so exciting.
Well, and for those of you who have not heard, the governor supposedly June 1st will be lifting all capacity restrictions, so restaurants and other venues can go back to 100%. There won't be gathering requirements, so everything will be open with no restrictions on it, which will be good. Hopefully, prayerfully, the mask mandate will go away shortly thereafter. So that will help open up things so that you guys can get back to meeting and doing things like you want to. But how do people find, you know, get more information about this virtual event? How do they register? Give them.
So we have an event page on Facebook. It's on our Facebook page, and we've been posting updates in there on different things that are going to be available.
So what's your Facebook page?
It's Junior League New Bern, and it's, I think, because we are affiliated with National, and originally we were going to go by Junior League New Bern, and they named us Junior League of Greater New Bern just because they consider this area more rural, so we can cover a larger area. So, but I think it's Junior League New Bern. That's the actual name of the page, since that's what we named it before, National. And that's the other thing that's cool with, especially if you're military and you're not going to be here. We're part of the National Junior League Association, so you can actually move. Like, if you become a member here and you move to California or Texas, then you can actually transfer your membership and join a group there. So it's a great way, if you're having to move a lot, to be able to meet people in different areas and volunteer in whatever area you move to.
Right. So I know, of course, you know, the more the merrier. So this is a good opportunity to reach out to women that are listening today as we share this, share the show and on the radio tonight. How can people who might be interested, you know, find out about joining and becoming involved?
So we actually have a May social on May 11th, and we are opening it if people are interested in joining. The biggest thing is we just need you to message us. Either our email is juniorleaguenb@gmail.com if you're interested in coming and learning more about our group, just so we can have the numbers to follow the rules that are in place. But we are welcoming people to that social, and we hope that if you're unable to come that day, then if you just send an email, we'll get information and what it is to join. There is a fee to join, so we have to do that to stay affiliated with National. And we have a member portal once you join, so you can go in there and follow up for updates and volunteer opportunities that are available.
Yeah, and we're showing some pictures here now from your website on people serving at RCS. So May 11th, where's the social at?
It's at the New Bern Golf and Country Club.
Awesome. So people could come out there and you know, just find out what you all are about, meet some people. But great, you know, if you want to get out there and you want to volunteer, if you want to be involved with a group of you know, leader women, women who want to lead in our community. And I'm always interested in building new leaders because, you know, my time of leadership will start slowing down. And, you know, I've been out there 25 plus years, and we need strong women coming behind us who can take leadership roles in our city, in our county, throughout all the boards and different things we have. And this is where you hone your skills in places like this, by serving the community and by understanding what makes this community tick and what's out there. I think it's really important. And I know that you're, you know, open and putting out the opportunities. So the funds that you'll make from your virtual Kentucky Derby event, where will those funds go to?
So we're going to be putting, we're trying to put together our own programs, but the goal is if we can raise enough money, we want to have a member voted nonprofit to donate to. Of course, these are probably going to be nonprofits that we work with, but we're going to have applications for people to reach out to us if they want their nonprofit to
be included.
Mm-hmm. Be included as
right,
well.
Right. So, you know, again, you're working at RCS. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, last night I heard about the Mercy Clinic, and this is big news. Mercy Clinic will be back in November with their Mercy on Middle. So that's going to happen. We don't have all the details, but it's the first Sunday in November. They will be down Middle Street, the 200 and 300 block, and that's always a great event. And I know they can use volunteers. Mercy Clinic in itself can use volunteers, right, because that's how they work. We've talked about RCS, Promise Place. I mean, I could run down the list of people who really are in need of volunteers. But you do other things too. I've seen you volunteer with Very Merry Christmas and other events. I've seen you, you know, your group, and you've got shirts, so you know when you come to town what you're doing. And then you also have social events too.
Right, exactly.
And so it's just a good way for you all to bond together as a group.
Right, and the goal is to create women leaders in the community and to not only, you know, give back and fill the areas with volunteers, but also to socialize and enjoy each other's company, you know, and hang out. So, I mean, it's supposed to be fun as well as, you know, gaining leadership skills. And one thing about being affiliated with National is we have webinars and different information that we can actually, you know, take classes and get different certifications so we can have the background to step into leadership roles.
Well, I think it's awesome. And you know that I truly support, you know, groups like this. I think it's awesome that we have opportunities for women to step into these roles and to serve our community. It's so important to serve this community because, again, there's so many needs out there, and it's a good thing. So for those of you that are listening right now, I have with me Ashley Puckett Howell, who is the president of the New Bern, well, I'm going to say the Junior League of Greater New Bern. You can go to their Facebook page, which is Junior League New Bern. You can go to their website, which is?
It would be Greater New Bern. .jl.
GreaterNewBern.jl.org.
.org, okay. And you can go there, find out about this organization and do this. Like I said, I met Ashley. Were you in the second grade when you moved here?
Yep,
second grade. And so this sweet young lady showed up at my back door, her and her brother, and said, can we play with Buddy and Becky? Can they come outside and play? And so I have known her for many, many years, watched her grow into this fabulous young woman that she is, go to my alma mater, East Carolina, get her degree in history and rule the world. So I'm just, and you know, married to a veteran and just a realtor, just doing great things in our community. And I'm so glad you're home, Ashley.
I'm glad to be here.
Right, and that you got here and you immediately jumped in and revived an organization that, you know, had its day probably about 20 years ago and just kind of, you know, didn't have any leadership at the top. So thank you, and Kat and the other people that have stepped up to really reform this organization and make it work in our community. And I appreciate you wanting to come out. And thank you for listening to City Talk, because I see your posts and comments. Of course, your mom is just one of my dear friends, and she's very proud of you and everything that you do. So
she's definitely y'all's number one fan.
Okay. So Anything you want to say? Last comments before we close the show.
I guess the last comments is reach out. We're recruiting new members now, and we want to get involved. This is our community, and we're the ones that will make it better. And, you know, we elevate together. I always say we rise together. You know, we've got to grab each other's hands and get out there and get our hands dirty to make our community a better place. So if anybody's interested, I check the email pretty regularly. Shoot us an email, and we'd love to have you. We definitely, we've got great big plans, and we just had the Prom Boutique in March, and that was a great, you know, giving out dresses to young ladies.
Right.
So, but we're really excited. We've got some big shoes to fill, I know, with great leaders like you in our community.
Well, it's always good to see what's coming behind us. It gives us hopeful. So I want to thank everybody. We've had a great show today. Thanks to Sheriff Chip Hughes. Thanks to TDA Executive Director Melissa Riegel for coming in today, and my good friend Ashley Puckett Howell for coming in and talking about the Junior League. Yes, Elizabeth, I love our community too. So next week, hoping to have a great show. Lee will be back. There's going to be a major cleanup in the Duffyfield area community. Hope to get one of the people organizing over there to come talk about what's going to be happening with the community next Friday and Saturday. Lots going on. So stay tuned and stay with us, everybody. Get out dining in the streets tonight. Always a good time to see friends and neighbors. So as always, and I know Lee would be saying this with me, we'll see you on the sidewalks.
See you on the sidewalks.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks, New Bern.